Microplastics discovered in the human brain. Scientists in Brazil have found microplastics in brain tissue from cadavers, according to a new study published on September 16th in JAMA Network Open. In recent years, researchers have discovered microplastics in almost every part of the body, including blood vessels and atherosclerotic plaques. However, whether microplastics could reach the human brain has been a major concern for scientists. The latest study focused on a part of the brain called the olfactory bulb, which processes information related to smell. Humans have two olfactory bulbs located above each nasal cavity. The olfactory nerve connects the bulbs to the nasal cavity, according to NBC. Some researchers worry that the olfactory pathway might serve as an entry point for microplastics into the brain, potentially bypassing the olfactory bulbs. Previous research in humans and animals has shown that air pollution can reach the brain, and pollutant particles have been found in the olfactory bulbs. That's why we thought the olfactory bulb could be one of the first sites for microplastics to reach the brain, explained Dr. Thais Mawad, lead researcher and associate professor of pathology at the São Paulo Medical School in Brazil. Mawad and her team collected olfactory bulb tissue samples from 15 deceased individuals aged 33 to 100. Samples from 8 of the cadavers contained microplastics, tiny plastic particles ranging from 5.5 to 26.4 micrometers in size. In total, the researchers found 16 plastic fibers and particles in the samples. The smallest pieces were thinner than the diameter of a human red blood cell, about 8 micrometers. The most common type of plastic they found was polypropylene, followed by polyamide, nylon, and polyethylene vinyl acetate. Propylene is everywhere, in household items, carpets, clothing, said Mawad. Where we come into the most contact with plastic particles is at home because our homes are full of plastic. Matthew Campen, a toxicologist at the University of New Mexico, noted that the presence of microplastics in the olfactory bulbs is notable, but not entirely surprising. The nose serves as a key defense mechanism to prevent particles and dust from entering the lungs. So finding plastic in the olfactory system is to be expected, especially since these particles are found everywhere else in the body, Campen said. Campen also pointed out that the samples likely contain nanoplastics, which are between 1 and 1,000 nanometers in size. 1 centimeter equals 10 million nanometers. A human DNA strand is about 2.5 nanometers thick. The presence of microplastics in the olfactory bulbs doesn't necessarily mean they exist in other parts of the brain, such as regions involved in cognition. It remains unclear whether microplastic particles can travel further into the brain via the olfactory system. The olfactory system connects the nose to the brain and detects smells by processing tiny odor molecules released from various objects like toast or flowers. These odor molecules stimulate the olfactory nerves, and the signals are processed in the brain. Other particles might travel through the same pathway. While rare, amoebae like Naegleria fowleri, which are larger than the microplastics found in this study, can enter the brain via the olfactory nerves. We suspect that if bacteria can move through this route, microplastics can too, Mawad said. According to Campen, nanoplastics are more likely to enter the brain through the bloodstream. Blood vessels could pick up microplastics from the lungs or digestive tract rather than the olfactory pathway. However, it is extremely difficult for particles to reach the brain via the blood, even for medicinal particles, because the brain is protected by a semi-permeable membrane called the blood-brain barrier. Research on microplastics in the human body is still relatively new. Much of what scientists know about the approximately 4,000 chemicals used in plastic production and their breakdown is based on animal studies. A recent study found that exposure to microplastics through drinking water for 3 weeks led to cognitive changes in the brains of mice.